I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, January 30. Coming up, state of public emergency extended to May 2. Motorists advised to exercise caution when traveling through St. Mary, and changes to legislation governing the roles of justices of the peace to come on stream. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5840 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Now the news. The government has extended the State of Public Emergency and Emergency Powers Regulations for St. James to May 2. Speaking in Parliament on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said it was not anticipated that all that was needed to be done would have been completed in 14 days.
It is reasonable to expect that even with extraordinary powers, it will take some time to affect the situation in St. James. As the intelligence picture is built, and not only perpetrators, but also we are building the intelligence picture on the facilitators as well.
The Prime Minister says police-citizen relations are being strengthened in Montego Bay, adding that the government is sensitive to the needs of business interests in the city. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the second phase of the state of public emergency in St. James will target those facilitating street-level crimes. He says the reason for declaring the state of public emergency was to enhance and strengthen the rule of law.
That AK-47 was not made in Jamaica. It is highly likely that it came in through our ports, which means that either an officer of the government was neglectful in detecting it, or turned a blind eye, or actively facilitated its way through our ports. It couldn't have just arrived here.
The Prime Minister says if the government is to control crime, it must deal with the hierarchy of criminality. The National Works Agency, NWA, is repairing an approach road to the Tiber River Bridge in St. Mary. Large cracks have appeared in a section of the bridge's southern approach as a result of heavy rainfall. As such, motorists are unable to access the bridge at this time.
We're urging motorists to travel through the Rain River to Lambkin Hill roadway. Use that roadway if they're traveling from Port Maria to Gale, or the reverse obtains. If they want to access communities of Dressiki or Hornstone, they can use the road from Windsor Castle to Carin Hall, then travel on to Derry and Marley Road.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson. She was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be making changes to legislation to formalize some of the roles of Justices of the Peace, JPs. He says the government appreciates the work of JPs in ensuring that the wheels of justice turn a bit faster.
We know that you are not just executing the statutory role that you have, but you are also very good community workers, people who help in a real and tangible way. The Justice of the Peace also plays a role, as I said earlier, in administering certain types of cases in our justice system.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Lay Magistrates Association of Jamaica St. James Chapter Annual Awards Banquet in Montego Bay recently. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is commending JPs in St. James who visited detention areas under the state of public emergency to ensure that standards are being maintained. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.